Today is November 30th, the feast day of the great St. Andrew the Apostle. We know that St. Andrew was the very first one that Christ ever called to be a disciple, so he has that distinction. And it was St. Andrew who then brought his brother Peter to meet the Lord. He said in such excitement, "We have found the Messiah," and he brought his brother to meet the Lord. So we see that Andrew had this distinction of being the very first one called. And even before that, he was a disciple of John the Baptist. And when John the Baptist was one day preaching, Jesus walked by, and John the Baptist pointed out to Andrew, another disciple, that there is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. And then Andrew began to follow Christ at that time and said, "Master, where do you live?" And Jesus said, "Come and see." No explanation, just come and see. And at that point, the Lord had not yet called him. But on today's gospel, we have Andrew with his brother Peter, whom he had, obviously Andrew had met the Lord originally and had become a follower of the Lord, but the Lord had not told him it was time to come yet. It was not time to leave the home and the family and the business. But on this occasion, Jesus sees Peter and Andrew fishing, and he says, "Leave your nets, come after me, and you won't be catching fish anymore, you'll be catching the souls of men. From now on, you'll be fishers of men." And it says, they immediately left their nets and followed him. So we see St. Andrew's immediate response. When the Lord called him, he left everything. He left his father, he left his workers, and follow Christ. We also know that in the scriptures, every time we see Andrew, he's always introducing someone to the Lord. He's such a great apostle because every time we see him, he's bringing somebody to Jesus. He did this with his brother Peter. On the other occasion, with two other occasions that Andrew is mentioned in scripture, both times he introduces somebody to Christ. The second time was when there was a large multitude and the people were hungry, and Jesus said, "Does anybody here have any food?" Andrew says, "Well, I found that there's a boy in the crowd who has a few loaves of bread and a few fish." And Jesus says, "Bring him to me." And so he did. And so Andrew introduces this young boy to the Lord. The Lord blesses this food and feeds the whole multitude because of this generous gift of this young boy. And then the last time we see Andrew in Scripture is when the Greeks come. And they want to meet the Lord. And they go to Philip because Philip was a Greek speaker. He knew the language. And so then Philip goes to Andrew. And then Andrew takes them to the Lord. So he was like the public relations apostle. He was the one who was always introducing people to Jesus. So I think the virtues we can learn from him are his immediate response when called, his humility, and the fact that he was never jealous of his brother Peter. And he probably had a right to be because, after all, Andrew was the first one chosen. And yet, Andrew was not chosen to be the head of the church. He was not chosen to be the first pope. His brother was. And it was Andrew who brought Peter to meet the Lord. And that's sort of an interesting reflection. There's no evidence in Scripture that Andrew was anything but humble, that he had no animosity or jealousy towards his brother, even though his brother was chosen to be the head of the church. And Andrew, of course, remained a great apostle. He became a saint. He became a missionary over in Greece, went as far as Russia and Scotland to preach the faith. They say that's why the most famous golf course in the world, is named after this great saint, St. Andrews, who's the patron saint of golf. And he died a martyr's death, crucified on an X-shaped cross in Greece in the year 70 A.D. So what a great saint we honor today, St. Andrew. I'll now give you a blessing with the relic of St. Andrew, and you can venerate this relic of the 12 apostles after Mass. Through the intercession of St. Andrew, may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.